Like Stonehenge, the carved stone heads on Easter Island in the Pacific have fascinated outside observers for centuries. Various theories exist about their origins and meaning. The explorer and scientist Thor Heyerdahl has written a new book called Easter Island, The Mystery Solved. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
I've been reading Thor Heyerdahl since I was a kid, and I'm a better person for it. By accident, of course. The Norwegian biologist and geographer taught me that the modern contempt for ancient people and the Eurocentric contempt for different races and cultures were equally stupid, that some of the greatest detective stories are written on wind and water and rock, and that it was possible to be a hero without killing anybody. In Kon-Tiki, Aku Aku, and the Ra expeditions, I sailed with him on reed vessels from Mesopotamia to the Indus Valley, from Asia to Africa, from Africa to America. In an Inca-type balsa raft, I left Peru for Polynesia. Anything was possible, and had been for thousands of years. Last summer in Oslo, I stared for the first time at his frail craft. It was like shaking hands with my lost childhood, with Captain Kangaroo. The great stone heads of Easter Island have obsessed him for more than 30 years. Who made them, and why? And how did they move around, on the chessboard of the island, blind under their top hats, immemorial with their goofy abstract look, looking a lot to the innocent eye like dream compounds in black rock of cubism and penguins, Charles Adams and Bob Hope. Easter Island, The Mystery Solved, looks like a coffee table book. Certainly the photographs are gorgeous, but it's much, much more. It's history, carbon dating back at least as early as 386 A.D. It's religion, telling us of long-eared, sun-worshipping priest kings, their birdman cults, their ancestor worship, and their megalithic architecture. It's anthropology, the red hair and white skin of many of the islanders, the enigmatic petroglyphs, the cat-like figurines, moon shapes and ball shapes and Rongo Rongo tablets. It's botany. Any fool, we're told, can make an arrowhead, but only God can make a sweet potato. And it's maritime science. The original islanders came down from the Andes in pre-Inca times to sail westward in their reed boats with double-bladed paddles from the coast of Peru 2,000 miles toward a setting sun god. Thor, I call him Thor because we've been so intimate in the library, Thor lets us in on each European invasion of this aboriginal culture, from the first Dutch ship on Easter morning 1722 to the Spanish in 1770, Captain Cook 4 years later after some awful civil war, slave-raiding Peruvians, Christian missionaries who burned the tablets, capitalist exploiters who burned native huts to make room for copra and sheep, scholarly Germans, and the amazing Mrs. Rutledge. If anybody had listened to the islanders, they'd have known that the long ears came first from Peru, that short-eared Polynesians followed, perhaps as slaves, that the great stone heads honor ancestors instead of imagining gods, and that once upon a time there were eyes in those sockets. But Europeans had their own theories, rooted in contempt, which one by one Thor demolishes, on the evidence of magic stones, boat-shaped houses, secret caves, grotesque carvings, sacred history, masks, and circumcision. I won't tell you how the stone giants walked out of the crater walls and into our feverish dreams. Read Thor for yourself. But the Druids didn't do it, and neither did a lost tribe of Israel, and neither did the Martians, and neither did Eric von Daniken. This is wonderful stuff.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Easter Island, The Mystery Solved, by Thor Heyerdahl.